This is Matt Wells at UN News. An unprecedented response to a spate of cholera outbreaks across Africa is underway, but vaccinations alone will not be enough, UN health experts and partner agencies said on Monday. Between now and June, some 2 million people will benefit from an inoculation drive in Zambia, Uganda, Malawi, South Sudan and Nigeria, led by state health ministries and supported by the World Health Organization and Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. Cholera is an acute diarrheal disease that's transmitted through dirty water or food. Active transmission of the virus has been reported in at least 12 areas in sub-Saharan Africa, and it's endemic in nearly 50 countries globally. Yemen is on that list, and a new cholera vaccination drive is planned there after last year's outbreak saw more than 1 million suspected cases of the disease and over 2,300 associated deaths. Dr. Michael Ryan from WHO's Emergency Preparedness and Response Team told Daniel Johnson that effective as vaccines are against cholera, it's just as important to improve people's access to water and sanitation.
Well, we're responding to a large number of cholera events around Africa at the moment. We have a continuous circulation of cholera in a number of countries, spreading from one country to the next. The disease continues to exploit the poor in areas where we have weak health services and poor water and sanitation, and remains a major challenge, especially when we have the interventions and the things we need to actually stop cholera.
You make the point in an earlier press briefing that cholera has been around for 150 years. Richer nations have largely managed to deal with it. It is preventable. Maybe you could give me a bit more detail about just how much of a threat it is to vulnerable communities.
Well, it's vulnerable communities who live in overcrowded situations and increasingly in peri-urban slums, and we've seen cholera move into cities and threaten whole cities, especially where there is lack of access to effective healthcare. You can see fatality rates rise dramatically in these situations. So it disrupts society, it disrupts the health system, it disrupts the economy of countries, it affects the reputation of countries, it affects their ability to trade, it always has. And yet, as you said correctly, those countries that have managed to tackle the basic water and sanitation issues have managed to control cholera. And there is absolutely no reason why we shouldn't be able to achieve that in the 47 countries that are still experiencing cholera around the world. We have an excellent strategy. We have the tools. The question is whether we have the will to commit to a 10-year project to achieve just that.
Right. So you say 10 years is what you need to commit to cholera. You've got a major campaign underway in 5 African nations, Zambia, Uganda, Malawi, South Sudan and Nigeria. You say this will be carried out by mid-June. Why can't we keep that going for 10 years?
We can and will use cholera vaccine as part of an overall control of endemic or endemic epidemic diseases. At the moment, cholera vaccine is mainly used to respond to the epidemics. And that will not be enough to control cholera as a public health problem. What it will do is it will form a kind of a first line of defence when cholera hits. It allows you to reduce the force of infection or the impact of the disease in the community, reduce the pressure on the health system by less people getting sick. But it doesn't deal with the fundamental drivers that are driving cholera and other diarrheal diseases: water, sanitation, hygiene, education. So we're not going to be able to finally deal with cholera as a problem unless we have a multi-sectoral, multifactorial approach. And that's the hardest thing in the world to do, because it's so easy to say, oh, let's just vaccinate everyone and be done with this. Well, it's just not that simple.
You can't
simple.
Do that. And you were just saying, can't you were do saying that. In Yemen, last year there was an outbreak, a terrible outbreak, but there's a war going on and you just can't access the communities. I think cholera was in every single one of the 20-plus provinces in Yemen, and obviously you can't get to more than a handful of them. So what's the plan for Yemen this year when you're expecting a second outbreak?
Well, one has to look at how much of the basic infrastructure of Yemen has been destroyed. And amongst that destruction are the water and sanitation plants, water supply, water treatment and others. It is very difficult in the context of Yemen, with so much destruction of infrastructure, with so much breakdown in the health system, with open conflict. Controlling cholera in an endemic, stable situation is a challenge. Controlling cholera in the kind of chaos we see in Yemen is almost impossible. And huge amounts are expected of the remaining health workers who work very bravely in the front line and non-governmental organizations and the international community. We are doing better this year. We're learning how to work in that environment more effectively. We have initiated the first oral cholera vaccination campaigns. We hope to roll around Aden. We hope to roll those campaigns out further in the country around Sana'a as soon as we get the appropriate clearances from the authorities. But the focus right now amongst the international community, particularly amongst the UN system, is to really focus on prevention, on the water and sanitation, on the hygiene, on the community education, and reaching out into communities. And we are doing that. But we're doing that under strain in a very difficult environment.